So I'm pleased to be worshiping with you on this first Sunday in Lent. As we begin Lent, we hear scriptures which challenge us and call us to look more deeply at our faith. The scriptures speak of the direct influence and connectedness we human beings have with evil. From the beginning, we were given free will by God to make decisions for ourselves. In the beginning, the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." The humans are being, after being influenced by the serpent, along with their innocent curiosity, not knowing of what is good and evil, broke God's commandment. Despite the first humans breaking God's commandment, which resulted in their being banished from the Garden of Eden, the Spirit of God still cared for them, made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and clothed them. In this moment, human beings gained the knowledge, like one of us, like scriptures say, knowing good and evil. The Spirit, confusing. Over the years, I've been engaged in many a conversation with people. Several are close friends who are proclaimed atheists. A question which is frequently asked is, how can you believe in something you can't see, smell, or hear? Believing in a spirit, a higher power, and being a being that you put complete trust in. To be honest, there have been times when I struggled to answer my friends' questions and even grapple internally with my own beliefs about the presence of the Spirit involved in my own life. This becomes particularly difficult when listening to clients and friends who have undergone addictions counseling and are participating in peer support recovery programs. Some of the things that I've heard from them say to me are things like, "What keeps me in recovery is completely turning my life over to my higher power." Another thing is, "If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit protecting me, I would not have survived. The Spirit of God saved my life." I am grateful to be a support and witness to hearing their faith, hearing their stories, often of trauma, which resulted in the development of substance abuse. In situations of trauma and abuse, when a person feels completely alone and vulnerable, we speculate and ask many questions. Did they have the ability to exercise their free will in those times? If they were able to, would they have turned to substances for support and/or survival? When we are more vulnerable, are we more likely to be influenced by evil than to put our lives in the hands of the Spirit? We heard at the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew reading today, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus is taken into a hostile situation by the Spirit. Does this position of the Spirit seem contradictory to you? Could the Spirit's presence be to serve as a support for Jesus, letting us know that he is not alone and God is fully with him? Here, our Lord Jesus is even more fully human, and through his humanity, he experiences all our joys and vulnerabilities. His temptation in the wilderness connects him further to our humanity and echoes the times in our lives when we find ourselves in the wilderness. These wilderness times can be filled with much fear, frustration, struggle, and pain. At each temptation, we hear Jesus' words testifying to the faith and support of God. The first temptation. At a time of great hunger, the devil promises to provide nourishment and encourages Jesus to provide himself with nourishment. But Jesus speaks the words of God from the book of Deuteronomy, where the community of God's people were humbled by God in the desert. We were starving. God fed us with manna to teach us that man does not live on bread alone, but on the every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. These times were and continue to be the times where we are intimately connected to our physical and mental pain, individually and as a community. We are weakened under the pressure of stress, the stress of this world. In these times, we pull away from God, but we are called to remember to stand strong and obey God's commandments, which helps us to rise above our experiences of brokenness, and also the experiences of the broken world around us. The second temptation. The devil takes Jesus to the highest point of the temple and tells him to throw himself down to the ground. Do we tempt God engaging in unhealthy situations? Situations that may lead to causing harm for us or others. Think of the actions you have taken that are risky. Actions that meet our desires, such as maybe eating too many pieces of cake or drinking too many glasses of wine. They may seem like simple things, but I'm just giving those examples. You fill in the blanks in terms of those actions that you may have taken. At these times, when we engage in unhealthy behaviors and we ask for God's forgiveness, our understanding is that God will forgive us because we've earned it. However, this does not mean that we receive a blank slate to do whatever we want. The third temptation. The devil finally offers Jesus ultimate power over the world. Built into the fabric of our humanity is the desire to dominate others. Just look at what's happening in our world today. Jesus' response to the devil is, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The challenge for human beings is that we are often conflicted in who and what to serve. St. Paul tells us that we all are servants to something, something such as money or power, property or status. St. Paul also tells us that we need to be servants to Christ above all others. I started this homily in talking about our mutual vulnerability in temptation. The power of the message today in the gospel is that Jesus is vulnerable with us in our experience as he grapples with the many temptations of the devil. From the beginning of Jesus being taken into the wilderness, in his discomfort, the Spirit of God was with him. Every day, we are met with temptations. We can take comfort in knowing that Christ, who is also tempted, is also with us. We also have each other, the community of Christ, to share our experiences. So let us journey together this Lent, supporting one another through the many challenges of life. Amen.